My friends, I am sharing with you today's purgatory testimony because I want to encourage you in your devotion to the holy souls in purgatory, not only in praying for them, but invoking them to pray for you. If you're new to this channel, please subscribe, hit the like button, and support me in any way down below in the description, and always pray for this channel. I'm so glad that you are here. As some of you know, I have a Zoom rosary that takes place every night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. So one of these people has been joining our rosary for about 3 days. She is a subscriber from California, and her story, I think, will move you and encourage you so much. So she happens to be an OR nurse, just like my wife, except she works mostly with adults. As being a charge nurse, she's burdened with a lot of responsibility. So she had begun watching some of these videos on purgatory, and the idea of invoking them to pray for her was pretty new. So she was in this specific situation where she was super, super burdened, and she just about couldn't take it anymore. And she said, okay, I've had it. And she began invoking the holy souls in purgatory. She made this promise and she said, I invoke you, holy souls in purgatory, to pray for me to make this stop. And if you help me, I will offer for you a mass this Friday. Immediately, two of the cases canceled, and the rest of her day had an immediate change in feel, an immediate change in pressure. It sent chills down her spine, and she knew that they answered her prayer. Ever since then, she's been offering a mass online. She goes to offer a mass every Friday for the holy souls in purgatory. And when she called, the strange thing about it was that she joined the Zoom rosary an hour early, and I was thinking, why is someone joining the rosary? It normally starts at 9 p.m. Well, we got on and she began sharing this information. I'd never even met her, this person from California. So I want to encourage you. Perhaps there's someone out there that's going through a difficult time. Maybe you're in debt. Maybe you're going through difficulties in your family. Maybe you're really struggling in your faith, or you're having maybe issues with addictions or other struggles that you don't even want to talk to anyone about, and you don't know where to turn to. Well, I want to invite you to turn to the holy souls in purgatory. Those that have gone before us, that had faith in Christ, that loved God in some way, but are still imperfect and being purified, you can invoke them to pray for you, to intercede for you, and ask them to help you with whatever you want. It is said that because they are suffering, because they are in this place of reparation and atoning to God's justice, that God looks on them with pity, and whatever they ask, He wants to grant them on our behalf. And perhaps you can offer a promise to them, perhaps that you offer that you'll pray a Divine Mercy chaplet, or a rosary, or a mass, or some other work of charity. Invoke the holy souls in purgatory for whatever it is that you are going through. And I want to make these purgatory testimonies a regular type of video that I make. So please comment down below if they've helped you too, because we need to encourage each other. We are going at times through difficulties. We need to encourage each other, especially not just to pray for the holy souls of purgatory, but just how powerful they are in praying for you. Share your testimonies down below. I'll make videos about them. Join my rosary Zoom ID. It's 402-185-5457. Every night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are welcome to join and pray with us. You don't have to say anything, just be there with us. God bless you. God loves you. And I'll see you.